World Health Organization. It is my honor and privilege to be with you. And I convey the greetings of our WHO representative from India, Dr. Henk Bekkedum. Dr. Bekkedum, because of his, some very important commitment in Delhi these days, he could not come. He was very keen to come and visit Brahma Kumaris. And we've had repeated visits of Sister Shivani to our office. And we really wanted to come and be a part of your event. So thank you once again, sir and madam, for giving me this opportunity. Now coming back to what WHO is. WHO is the specialized health agency for United Nations. Our headquarters are based in Geneva. Most of you must be knowing. And 194 countries are part of WHO. They are called member states. And in order to have a better administrative and functional structure, the 194 member states are divided into 6 regions. So India is the part of the Southeast Asia region. The Southeast Asia region also has its headquarters in Delhi. And all these 194 member states are supposed to have their country office as well, which is primarily located at the capital of the country. Also, they have branch offices, like we have our offices here in Mount Abu and Abu Road, Udaipur, with different places in Rajasthan. So in the Southeast Asia region, there are 11 countries, and India is one of them. But since India is the enormous population of India, we know that globally one in every 7 person in the world is an Indian. So anything in India, any health aspect in India, if it is not controlled or it is not looked after, then globally also there is an impact. So that is why India plays a very key role in the global map for health. Today my topic would be WHO's perspective on prevention and control of NCDs in India. Okay, so a brief outline of what I would present. Firstly, what is WHO definition of health? The burden of NCDs in number. Since I am from the public health background, for me and to convince the administrators to take some initiative, I have to give figures and facts. That is where they get moved. Otherwise, so if you feel that it is confusing for you, or you are not able to understand, please ask me questions. I'll be ready to explain things to you. So we'll talk about burden in terms of numbers, in terms of economic cost for the for inaction. What is WHO doing for NCD prevention and control? What is it doing specifically in India? And what are the key messages? So WHO definition of health, we all know that health is a state of complete physical, mental and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. That means what? My previous speakers have also emphasized the fact that there is a very intimate mind-body relationship. If a person is suffering physically, definitely, there is an element of mental discomfort. It may be very overt, it may be presenting clinically, or it may be just confined to some subclinical state, but a good physician, a good gynecologist, or whichever stream we go to, should have the capacity to explore what is the underlying mental discomfort the person is undergoing. And that will not only help the person to, not only help the doctor to understand the patient and recommend medication, also it will help in the compliance. Yes, madam? You have any doubts, madam? Okay, sorry. So that is it. So there is an intimate relationship between mental and physical health, and also spiritual health. We cannot compartmentalize it. And also the main important thing is, you can see here, it is said that it is the fundamental right of every human being without distinction of race, religion, political belief, economic or social condition, that enjoyment of highest attainable standard of health. So health is a fundamental right, and we are all here to provide health to our patients in either in a clinical way or in the public health domain. So if we come to the risk factors, here we know that Okay. So there is something called the social determinants of health. Health, certain things like our education status, our financial status, they determine our health. And nowadays with the globalization, urbanization, and particularly aging population, they lead to a lot of imbalances in the society, which leads to some unhealthy habits like tobacco use, unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, intake of alcohol, etc. So these are behavioral factors which further lead to some metabolic conditions like increased blood pressure, overweight, raised blood glucose, raised lipids. So all this ultimately they lead to NCDs. We have so far been talking about just the physical element. What is the role of stress? There is growing concern and growing acknowledgement that stress definitely has a role in the genesis of NCDs, and it is a vicious cycle. With stress, NCDs come into being, physical NCDs, that is like diabetes, hypertension, and also with these physical NCDs, we also have a mental element. So coming to figures, being from the public health, this is like something which I would like to say. NCDs are 63% of all deaths in India. This is just the NCD part. And also, this is WHO, WHO estimation. And if we, because of the definition of NCDs, trauma or injuries does not come. So if we see, trauma and injuries is another 11%. So 63 plus 11 gives you 74%. That means 3/4 of the diseases are something which is because of changing lifestyle. Even the injuries, like, people not adhering to the traffic rules, they are not, especially youngsters, not using the helmets, they consider it as bravado. Also, seat belts, and other things also, they lead to a lot of mortality, which is basically preventable. Coming to economics of NCDs, why I'm saying this is that we are seeing in India especially, NCDs are happening in the productive age group, in the younger age group. We see very young people now suffering from hypertension, diabetes, which were not there before. And this is like creating a lot of economic burden. Many of them are bread earners. They, because of this NCD, they are not able to earn a decent living. So their family is suffering. Maybe some of their children are in the educational age group. They are not able to pursue their further education. So it is adding to misery and mental distress, not only for the patient who is suffering from NCDs, but also for the family members. So we see if we, some calculations have been done by Harvard, and we can see that if NCDs without mental health, if we see, then it is 3.55 trillions of 2010 dollars. In 2010, the dollar rate exchange was somewhere around 56. So you can like 3.55 trillion into 56. So many dollars. I am not so good in mathematics, but you can imagine. And if we put the mental health conditions, then another 1.03. So you can see that 4.58 trillion US dollars can be saved if we take timely action how to prevent NCDs. And definitely in a country like India where money is a big matter, if we can save this money, then we can utilize it more fruitfully. Okay, so now from time to time there are NCD surveys being held globally, and this is from the NCD profile which is there on the WHO website. You can go back and see. Here you can see these are the risk factors. You can see that in tobacco smoking, then you can see how salt intake. 5 grams per day is the standard, upper limit of recommended salt intake. And what is the national average? It is 9, almost double. Also, we see that, the blood pressure. Here, 24% of the population above 18 is having blood pressure. That means 1/4 of the population. It is something to be concerned with. Also, we have things like now there is a growing evidence that air pollution is a major risk factor for NCDs. And these NCDs earlier, when I had presented the pyramid, that was an early thought wherein, you know, this air pollution was not thought of. Now there is growing acknowledgement that air pollution is a major risk factor for NCDs. And we can see that this is PM2.5 recommended rate for WHO. Whatever is the level, India has got 7 times that. So you can imagine the amount of pollution in India. Also, there is a recommendation to use clean fuel. That means something which is not smoky chulas, or even the even if we cook in electricity, to ensure that this electricity is produced in a non-polluting form. Like thermal power stations are also not recommended. They are condemned these days. So we see that, you know, almost 60% of the population, they use domestic fuel which are creating pollution in their homes. So this is also another concern. Continuum of care. WHO believes in continuum of care from prevention to palliation. Prevention we have with healthy population. Population which is like not yet infected. So there is something called health promotion, which I will be speaking later. So this is for those population who is yet to, you know, have NCDs. If we find, then second is the population at risk. Population at risk are those who have got either the behavioral risk factors or the metabolic risk factors or the environmental risk factors, now also playing a great role. So they can be screened. The government is now going ahead with population-based screening of 5 NCDs, which includes diabetes, hypertension, and 3 cancers, which are very common in India, that is breast cancer, cervical cancer, and oral cancer because of high tobacco chewing in India. So we can actually do screening, and if they are screen positive, then they are referred to the next section where the disease is established by the confirmatory test, and then further treatment is done. If the disease regresses, fine. If it gets into a chronic mode, then definitely we need to see how we can refer it to further centers who can, I mean, take the treatment. If not, there will be some element of disability. So we should have a provision for rehabilitative measures for these people. And of course, palliation is something which we should do, start once the patient is diagnosed with this disease, so that it gives them the mental peace of accepting the disease. And as my, you know, previous speakers have said, that how a person with terminal lung cancer could live so many years because of his positive mental well-being. So this is what WHO has been doing since 2000, at the advent of the new millennium. There has been a growing acknowledgement that NCDs is the new bomb. If not controlled, then it may wipe out, if not the entire population, the strong economies will break down, because we've seen how NCDs, if translated into numbers and money, it is a huge money. It is a wastage of huge amount of money. So in 2000, some initiatives were done. Second is the FCTC. FCTC is the Framework Convention for Tobacco Control. Framework Convention for Tobacco Control. So you can see there are from time to time from physical activity for alcohol, then all these things have been done. The paradigm shift is just come, wherein, you know, in the third UN meeting in 2018, it was said that mental health also should be considered as a part and parcel of NCDs and air pollution. And also because of the high burden of money involved in the treatment, it hampers universal health coverage. So these are some of the services which we can provide. Probably my last slide. So I was talking about health promotion. Health promotion is something where people enables people to have increased control of their health, own health. This is what the previous speakers have also said, how we think how we carry out ourselves is under our control. If we should take advantage of this part of our mental well-being, and we should take forward how we should conduct ourselves in terms of thinking, in terms of our risk factor habits. So this is what. And then in India we have had this multi-sectoral action plan. The key messages are something which, one thing I would like to say is financial hardships, because I work with public health and I've seen people, poor people, not being able to access their quality care. So they suffer from financial hardship, which in turn, you know, has a negative impact on the healing of their disease. So if in your sphere of work, if you can help them in their financial aspects as well, that will be an add-on. So thank you so much for your hearing. And this is some in nutshell what WHO feels for NCDs and mental health. Thank you.
I really honored.